MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico will invest $13.5 million in trails, watersheds, and outdoor access as part of the fiscal year 27 state budget, boosting the state's $3.6 billion outdoor recreation economy. The Outdoor Recreation Division of the Economic Development Department will receive about $3.5 million in state funds toward its Outdoor Equity Fund, the nation's first-of-its-kind grant program dedicated to connecting underserved youth with outdoor activities. And the division will receive about $10 million for its Outdoor Recreation Trails Plus grant to fund community-led trail development and improvements, forest and watershed restoration, and infrastructure projects that expand recreational access and strengthen local economies. And the Ruidoso Municipal School Board will hold a budget session starting at 10 a.m. on Friday at the Administrative Central Office, 200 Horton Circle. On the agenda are reviewing the budget study and adjustments to the district calendar. And due to high fire danger, the Bureau of Land Management is implementing fire restrictions on public lands at the Fort Stanton Snowy River Cave National Conservation Area and the BLM Rio Bonito acquired lands in Lincoln County. The restrictions go into effect at 8 a.m. on Wednesday and will remain in effect until further notice. Prohibited acts include building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire, campfire, charcoal, coal, or wood stove, including fires in developed sites and areas, smoking except within an enclosed vehicle or building, and operating motorized vehicles off designated roads. In New Mexico, small businesses and private nonprofits affected by storms and flooding in 2025 have about a month left to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans. U.S. Small Business Administration relief is available to offset economic losses caused by severe storms, flooding, and landslides occurring June 23rd through August 5th of 2025. The disaster declaration covers the New Mexico counties of Chavez, Dabaca, Doña Ana, Guadalupe, Lincoln, Luna, Otero, Sierra, Socorro, and Torrance, as well as the Texas County of El Paso. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.